It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
These fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Completely ridiculous.
No, it isn't.
Can you believe these characters?
Ridiculous.
Way out of line. Way out of line. Ridiculous.
Thank you. I always wait till he finishes because I always walk over him.
You played that one to the label.
I didn't want to step on Norm MacDonald. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're taking your phone calls on the 10 worst songs of all time at 877-365-3636. Mr. Spiewak had a wonderful idea during the break.
Really?
We're going to take our own poll about the worst songs of all time.
Okay.
We'll do the same thing, the 10 worst songs of all time. A lot of people are calling to weigh in on this, and we'll put that up on MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then we'll do the same thing next week, and we'll see what you guys come up with, and we'll have a little input ourselves,
sure,
too.
Sure, and we'll have the details for you on Monday, so tune in on Monday and check it out.
I also want to mention we're just a couple of hours away from the Party on the 8th.
Yes!
The debut of the Buzz Babes tonight at Bungalow Billiards.
Wow.
Chantilly's Great Sports Bar. It is located at 13891 Metro Tech Drive. If you need directions, you can go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and get your directions to go to the fabulous, fabulous Party on the 8th
rude
tonight.
And rude.
And don't bring any osium to the Party on
no,
the 8th.
No, Buzz, why did you spray that? I know I had a smoke in here, but my God, that's like being in a baby's diaper.
I thought it would help dissipate the cigarette smoke that had accumulated in our ventless studio.
No,
that
now osium. It smells like smoke and osium.
That osium is nasty.
It's bad stuff.
Do you really use that on a regular basis?
Yeah, I do.
Like if you're driving along and you pass a big wet one, do you actually spray that in your
No, I put a little behind each ear in the morning.
Oh, fun. It's BYOB Friday. Our
yes.
guest is Katie.
Hi.
Is being relieved by CK, who is doing her job today. Katie
How's
is
that?
The person that... Katie, your job exactly during the show, you work the delay and you also like keep track of the commercials on the show. Is that right?
Yep.
Thanks, way to spell it out.
Thanks a lot, Slick.
No,
Katie says to me during the break, do you really want me in here?
Yeah, it's about time for that. She's been in here for 90 minutes.
How long have you been hanging around with Beth Ann McBride, just out of curiosity?
I have like a 90-minute threshold, and then I get self-conscious.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting paranoid a little bit? A
little bit.
No reason to.
But I also keep all the show sheets. And
all the what?
What are the show sheets?
Logs of what happens on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's happening right now?
Thank you.
Better, what's going to happen in about 5 minutes?
We're going to have a complete and total mental breakdown. And then I'm going to go to the couch.
Remember? All I know is that I should not have this timer in my hands anymore.
Because it's a piece of electronic equipment that you're not qualified to operate anymore?
No, I just keep forgetting it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I meant.
Oh,
remember, Mike,
yes.
You need to be up by 11 a.m. tomorrow.
That's correct.
Right.
And
that's
he
my
will
goal.
Be. You stick to beer, you'll be A-okay.
I want to be up tomorrow, and I want to be perky.
You know, I don't know you very well, but
uh-huh.
I have learned one thing.
What's
you
that?
Have less willpower than anyone I've ever met. You said no shots. I'll believe it when I see it.
Do you have the...
But you're also stubborn, so maybe that'll...
Well, she's feeling more comfortable now.
Oh, my God, no.
I believe milady's had the proper amount of alcohol.
I have to tell you, Jason Vesey told me earlier he was going to come in
stymied.
And stop me if I got too honest.
God. I have less willpower than anybody you know.
I mean it in the best way possible. Oh, no.
Wow.
You know, Katie, maybe I do. Maybe that's why
you
I'm...
want me to go, don't you?
Maybe that's why I'm fat.
Oh, no.
Maybe that's why I drink too much.
Well, at least you're not, Mike.
Maybe that's why I stay out late.
At least you're not smoking.
On Tuesdays.
Maybe that's why I smoke.
And you buy a new car every week?
I don't. Now, that's not true. Okay, buy into his crap.
Oh, my God.
Over the line. Let's go to Steve in Ashburn, Virginia. Steve has something for Katie.
Oh, boy.
I hope it's a good talking to.
It's a hatchet, Mike.
Go ahead, Steve. Steve.
My favorite.
Is that turned up, Rob?
It is.
Steve, can you hear me?
Steve is dead.
Steve is gone. Let's go to Spokane. Glenn in Spokane, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
I'm Glenn.
Hello.
Swell. Now, Rob, it's
maybe
also kicked in.
Eager.
You know, no, what it is, it's not you, and I'm not going to say it's any
it
of
might
the callers.
Be.
It's everybody in here, especially two people that are just chummy,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be picking on everybody
stop
now.
Stop it. Like, I've never picked on a caller
Glenn,
before.
Glenn, go ahead. Let the man speak.
Well, you know, thus far, I think this sounds more like a list of overplayed songs rather than songs that are inherently bad.
I agree with Glenn.
I was just listening.
Now, why are you mocking Glenn? Why are you mocking Glenn when I totally...
He's nitpicking.
What, Glenn is not nitpicking?
That's nitpicking.
I think you have to differentiate.
Well, how's
that?
Shut up. I think you have to differentiate between songs that are overplayed and songs that just are bad
no,
in
you
general.
Don't.
Hey, Glenn.
Yes, you do.
Glenn. Don't you think, though, when a song is overplayed and it makes it abrasive to your ears, doesn't that make it, by definition, a bad song?
Well, I don't know about that necessarily, because you can take a song that's really fantastic.
Like what?
And, well, there's the problem.
I'm glad.
I'll give you one. I'll give you Listen to the Music by the Doobie Brothers.
Okay, that is an overplayed song.
Got played unbelievably, still is today. One of the most overplayed songs in the history of music.
I'll give you another one. My Girl by the Temptations.
Okay.
If I never hear it again.
You know what you're doing?
You know what you're doing?
What's that?
You're agreeing with Glenn?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Because those are good songs that are overplayed, but when you take a song that's even just middling and you overplay it, it becomes a bad song.
Like Celine Dion.
Now, I think Tiny Tim's Tiptoe Through the Tulips is pretty much
a bad
song.
But that's a novelty record. You're missing
the novelty records are tough, but Glenn, I like your attitude. I was almost going to give you a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt.
Well, but you can't do that. I work for the Spokane radio station anyway.
Oh, radio guy!
I was going to ask.
We rest our case.
Oh, thanks.
I knew it.
You didn't say a damn thing.
Didn't have
Mister
to.
Buzz is the guy in the fight that comes over and kicks the guy in the head after he's bleeding to death.
I win.
All right. Mitch in Vermont. Hello, Mitch. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, Mitchell.
Congratulations, Buzz. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Hello, Mitchell.
How are you?
Fine, thank you, Mitchell.
Excellent.
Speak, Mitchell.
I just have a horrible song, and I don't know if it's on your list or not, but We Built This City by Starship.
Oh.
Now, that is a horrible song.
It is.
Yeah. Horrible.
You know, the kind of song, and I remember so many of these songs, I remember when they broke and when they came on the air because I'm old, and I remember that one. It's initially you hear that and you kind of go, hey.
It's catchy.
And then you hear it like three times and you're like, ooh, that might fall into the category. And I agree with that one.
Another problem with We Built This City, there was a lot of different versions that were customized to different cities.
Yes, it was dragged.
So it got a lot of play. And also the fact that that was Starship, and Starship used to be such a great band.
Mitch, I urge you to go to the website and vote next week. We're going to have that for you next week on MikeOMaraShow.com, Worst Songs of All Time. I like that for a lot of these surveys that we get.
Mm-hmm. See how we match up.
If we feel strongly enough, I think we do our own thing.
Yeah.
Let's go to Shane in Leesburg, Virginia. Shane, you're on the air. How are you, Shane?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Great. Hey,
excuse me, Shane, 1 second. Usually at this time of the show is when I do this.
Just a moment.
Landfill!
He's folding shirts.
I don't care if he's folding shirts.
I'm just telling you.
One for me as well.
This would be... and Mr. Burbank requires one, too.
Yes.
And there's a little cooler... In production one.
How's that?
Says Powers.
Katie Powers.
Woohoo!
Now that is what, your cooler, or is that where you live?
Hey, let's listen to this sound effect.
Crickets. I get it. Yeah.
That was a funny joke, Rob. That was are we going to get a few more of those?
If you're lucky.
Let's listen to this sound effect, and it's not an effect. I love that.
Another one bites the dust.
Oh, I don't, you know what? People have called me a diva occasionally. I don't think I'm that way.
No. Landfill!
Mr. O'Mara would like a beer.
Not at all. Where is my beer?
Come on, guys. Is anybody listening back there? There he is. Woo. There. Hey, what's how here? You doing there?
These headphones are going straight to
thank
my
you
head.
Very much.
Very good.
Jim, nice job.
Yeah, very good.
One of those for me. Good.
It's Jim Landfill. Very good.
Many
good.
So
I'm fine, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks
Jim.
For calling in. Shane, did we talk to you? Yes, we already talked to you.
Many
let's go to John, Boise, Idaho.
Flight.
Hello, John. You're on the air.
Hey,
what are you shaking
up,
your
fellas?
Head like I didn't talk to him?
No, I was getting dizzy there.
You were dizzy? Is that why you shook? Why did you shake your head like
that? Because I was feeling dizzy.
Vertigo?
No, I'm just, there were a lot of voices, and I was deciding where to look.
Like too many people talking at the same time?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
I'll stop.
All right. Everybody's being so damn honest now. I love it. All right. John from Boise, what can we do for you?
Yes, I have a song that's so bad that you'll want to stab your guys' ears out.
Okay, don't you guys, I'm sorry, but that is one that we actually do allow. That is a rule that I will adhere to on this show, too. Let's go to Kurt in NoCal. Kurt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, Mikey, what's up, buddy?
What's happening? What can we do for you?
Hey, I got two things to talk about real quick. I'm Too Sexy has to be on that list of bad songs.
It's funny you should mention that because we're up to number seven.
Hey, you got number seven. Way to go.
All right.
Hey, Kurt, I'm going to put you on hold. You get a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt.
How does Katie's ass look today?
Katie's ass is looking beautiful today, and she's getting more and more honest by the minute. Katie, anything you'd like to say to Kurt who's giving you a compliment or maybe a question?
I don't know what to say about my ass.
Okay. It speaks for itself.
All right, we're putting Kurt on hold because that could be troublesome. I agree with this.
This is horrible.
Although this is a novelty record as well. It is a novelty record.
Medium.
What's medium about this being a novelty record?
I don't think it's a novelty record.
Oh, I do.
Really? Mm-hmm. This is an ultimate novelty record.
Well, doesn't a novelty record have to be sort of, in its very essence, funny? This is not funny. This is sad.
It's funny when Charlie did it.
It was very funny.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. Yeah.
All right.
I even remember the other side of that 45.
What was that?
Rico! Suave!
Can I tell you the most disturbing dream I ever had in my life?
Oh, please, hold stop on every second.
Let me dim the lights.
All right, turn everything down here. All right, no more calls for now.
This is probably why I don't even know how it happened. Just watching that video, but on mute, of course, Rico Suave, because he was hot.
Right.
Gerardo?
Yes.
Okay.
I was in high school. I was in high school, and I had a sex dream about the Rico Gerardo.
Yeah. We have to do this more often with Katie, don't
really?
You think?
Yeah.
And how did the date end?
Not well, because like halfway through it, his head turned into my brother.
Oh,
good night, everybody.
Wow, my God.
I have never told anybody that. I don't know what
his
happened.
Head turned
Maybe
into your brother.
Save me.
You know what's really amazing is I've had that same dream.
Dr. Freud on line three.
Boy, Katie, we're going to have to examine that further. That's fascinating stuff here.
The head on his shoulders?
Let's go to Scott in D.C. Scott, you want to weigh in on the guys? You want to weigh in on songs? We have to get them to stop talking to each other.
I've got the ultimate and probably the creepiest worst song ever.
Okay.
It's the duet between Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, the girl.
Oh, gee, you mean the one that we just played?
No, no, no. Say. No. He's talking about Say, Say, Say.
Say, Say, Say. No. Same album, right?
It was the same girl is time.
Mine. Oh, the girl is mine.
Oh, my God,
how many bad decisions did they make together?
They really did.
A lot.
Yeah, the girl is mine is pretty, it's really bad. Say, Say, Say was at least catchy, but the girl is mine was so creepy.
A very bad, you know, Katie's right, though, a bad collaboration. And Scott, I think they made a lot of bad choices
I think
together.
What was happening there, that's when Paul McCartney was not quite the rock superstar that he would become, like the icon.
What was that sound?
I thought it was.
Scott, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
He wasn't also scoring the top 40, so he was latching on to young talent, and he was trying to ride that train,
so to speak.
All right, Steve from Aspen, and it says here that his cell phone dropped out. Then why is he still on hold? Hello, well, Steve. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, yo, yo, yo.
Couple questions. First of all, Mike, did Beth Ann bring her BYOBs today?
Yes, she did. And you can see them out at the Bungalow Billiard Sports Bar tonight in Chantilly, Virginia.
Those are more
13891. Was that yours?
God, it tastes like pretzels.
That's it. You know, that's what BYOB. We don't do this when we've got a lot of people in here.
That's true.
We're just behaving horribly
badly.
Right now. And incidentally, Katie, little bitty Katie, can stand alone as a belcher with the very best of us.
I'm
and I've known that before we've
been. Here. Yeah.
I have known that before we've even done BYOB Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Dan, where are you calling from in Maryland, Dan?
Hey, actually, I'm in Leesburg.
Hey.
Okay, that's why it said Maryland then, huh?
I suppose that would work.
Are you from Maryland?
No, actually, I'm from Virginia. He never actually asked me where I was from.
Ever been to Maryland?
Oh. Well, he made
I'm
it up.
I
guessing
he assumed.
All right, what can we do for you, Dan?
The one that just pops to mind is horrible and didn't really get that much play was Rock Me Amadeus.
Rock Me Amadeus, is
Falco.
That on the list?
It is not.
Okay, all right, thanks
but
for the call, Dan.
You can vote for it next week. It might make the countdown.
Yeah, we're going to put it on the MikeOmaraShow.com website. We're up at what number now?
Number six.
Let's listen to number six. Worst songs of all time, according to who?
According to Spinner.com and AOL Radio. I dedicate number six to Beth Ann McBride.
Helen Reddy.
You recognize this?
Isn't
I Am
it?
Woman?
Yes. Pretty bad.
Oh, this makes my uterus cringe.
And she talked it up.
Yeah. Horrible. Yeah. Horrible.
A product of its time, certainly.
I'm just wondering.
That is nasty.
Very dated. It seems to have made the air.
Wow.
But this is a rotten song.
It is terrible.
Although Helen Reddy is guilty.
Let's go to Fred.
Hot.
Fred in Vienna.
Hey, Mike.
How are you, Fred? What can we do for you?
The gentleman that said Rock Me Amadeus, I have to agree with him. I didn't like it when it came out.
Yeah.
I also did not like the Macarena. I have to say that is one of the worst pieces that has come out.
Well, the good news is, Fred, that next week on MichaelMaraShow.com, we're going to do our own poll. And, you know, we ought to shake it up a little. The 15 worst of all time.
16.
There you go.
13. 14.
I'll go along with that.
You want it to be 11?
I don't, you know, it's up to you guys.
I'm punishing me.
15 worst songs of all time.
Beth Ann, make it happy. Yes.
Keep talking, sir.
I agree with you on that.
Thank you, Fred. You show very good taste, but just keep talking.
It reminds me of someone.
How old are you, Fred?
I'm 53.
53, and you it reminds you of somebody special, isn't that right?
It does, and she passed away.
Oh, no.
And she loved that song.
Oh, yeah. See, now you're making me cry.
So, but I do like the song. I mean, it was a little overplayed, but I still liked it.
When she passed away, did she say anything about not missing Fred?
Oh, stop that. That's terrible.
The last thing I heard her say to me was, "I'm all right, honey. Please don't worry."
Oh, that's very nice. See, what do you think about that? You incredibly heartless, batless. Okay, enough, Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
I think Fred's having himself a Friday.
Fred, honey, go have a drink.
All right, let's talk to Matt in Rock Hill. That can't be right. Is there a Rock Hill, South Carolina? Is that correct?
I believe yes, there is.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad there is. 30, you knew there was?
I've heard of it. 30 miles south of Charlotte.
Oh, okay. All right, what can we do for
south
you?
South of Charlotte.
Buzz knew. I didn't. I'm done.
The two worst songs. One has to be Ice Ice Baby.
Ooh. Oh, you may hear it coming up on the
countdown. Oh, there's a little hit. Well, let's play the next one. Where are we?
We're at number five, and Mike,
we got to blast through these now.
You may disagree because I know you love this one.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Now, here's one that I really like.
Can't touch this.
I honestly did.
Well, put your hand out, please.
Here you go.
All right, thank you.
Ow!
There it is. You know, I'm going to do it again.
Ow!
And how about the third finger?
No! Ow!
Rob won't be shaking hands tonight.
Well, yeah, I hate this because you used to have the hammer alarm all the time.
Well, no. Well, that's before. Take that out of it. I loved the video for this. The dancing, to me, was as entertaining as can be.
And how come you never wore genie pants yourself?
Pants.
Because when I put the genie pants on, they fit me like normal pants.
A little snug. Yeah.
All right, so that is number what?
MC Hammer at number five with letter U. Can't touch that.
Five. All right, very good. And we are going to have a list of the 15 worst songs of all time. You can vote and give us your suggestions at MikeOMaraShow.com. How is that? Is that going to be okay? We're going to pull that together?
They can vote via email, and then we can tabulate.
Now, do you want that sent to your email, or do you want that sent to the forum?
Hold on. Stop. I'm not interested in speed. I'm interested in doing this the right way. I want it on the website.
It's
can't they
so
just go and do a poll?
That's the whole reason the
website was...
We can do a poll where we give them songs to choose from and vote for them.
We can't have a little box where they put the songs
to nominate?
What about like on the feedback section?
They can do it there, and then we just gather
Before we rush into it, why don't we just talk to the guy, talk to Jeff.
We'll talk
to him a little more.
I did.
And,
I can't make
it. Oh, you talked. You did it. So it's all figured out completely, 100%.
I said,
can't make any modifications to it at all.
That's pretty much what I was told. I mean, and he suggested the forum or email. Oh, no. I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt.
Ah! I just want a place where we can have a... Pop in, you know, here's a little block. Mm-hmm. Put in your least favorite song of all time. Mm-hmm. And we do it like we do it on the feedback. Can we do it that way?
I'll ask.
Can we just tweak it? We don't have to do it. That doesn't have to be done today.
Okay.
We can do it maybe Wednesday of next week.
Okay.
Maybe Thursday. It'll be up and running. And when we do it, then we'll talk about it.
Okay. Yeah,
it'll be perfect.
It'll be good.
Bunny. It'll
this
be fun.
This is fun.
Yes, this is a good
time. It is
time.
Fun.
I just don't like right now, no. You know?
I
Thinking
know.
Thinking about the party.
You
did you call the place?
No, just
did you call
in
the
general.
Joint? Did you call the joint?
I did, and no one is answering the phone, which means they're with the people.
That means it's closed.
Busy. All right. It's closed. Sorry. All right, I want to. And when is Matt going to be out there?
He's leaving at 6.
He's leaving at 6.
which means really, in Matt speak, it'll be about...
Easy does it.
Oh, come on, he said.
All right, nice so listen, boy. We'll get this up on the website and it'll be fine. You haven't had a drink, have you?
Uh-uh.
All right, we'll make it so. We'll make it happen. It'll be fantastic.
I need a beer.
Look for that coming up soon, okay?
Okay.
We'll do that. All right. When we come back, we're going to have the last couple of songs for this list, and we will get the last segment of Buzz as well, and everything will be fine.
It'll be fine.
Peace will guide the planets, and then we'll go to our big party on the 8th. Nothing I hate more than We Can't.
We can, Mike.
Don't you hate We Can't?
We can.
Thank you, Rob.
We can. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can have another beer.
Debbie Downer.
we'll have more fun and more thrills right after this.
It's the Michael Mara Show.